CrossFit School of Sweat podcast episode 47. It has been over 6 months since I've made one of these. Once we got into the COVID thing, it kind of threw everything off with everything in life, as you all know. So the podcast kind of fell by the wayside. But I wanted to get this going again, see if I can't be a little consistent with it. And just wanted to update you, since it's January 1st, on what we're looking at in the gym and with our program starting off 2021. So, the last 2 months of 2020, we had a couple of different contests. A 100 rep challenge in November, and then we had a December determined one where we were doing two moves of extra 50 reps. That was a precursor to get you guys just geared up for doing a little bit more in the gym every day, a little something besides just our regular warm-up and then going through the workout. I know there's a few people that do like to do some extra stuff at the end of the workout. I have that time set aside. Other people like to hit the road and get on with their life, and that's fine too. But what I'm going to be implementing, as some of you may already know, to start the 2021 year is, and I have the first 2 months of it already programmed out, is after the warm-up, we're going to have a brief short, you know, shouldn't take more than 6 minutes-ish of a core strengthening portion of our class. And then this will be varying different movements, but we're going to be engaging those core muscle groups, which is everything from the glutes, the hips, the abs, the low back, the upper back, the shoulders, the chest, all that stuff is part of your core. A lot of times people think their core is just trying to have a six-pack. And having a six-pack doesn't mean you have a strong core, by the way, too. So don't let that fool you. A strong core means you can move well through all movements, all variations of movements. You can support your body well, going side to side, up and down, forward, backward, all that good stuff. So this core strengthening program I'm implementing for us is so that everybody is making sure we get that little bit of extra core work every day, and then we'll still hit our workout. And then there should still even be time left on most days after the workout if you want to do a little extra on your own for any specific things you're working on for yourself. So that's what we got going on. Also with 2020, we didn't have any new shirt designs this year because it kind of sucked. I did get those cool COVID shirts for everybody. But I'll be coming up with a new logo shirt design because I have been getting asked a lot about that. So hopefully I'll have those ready. We'll take some pre-orders probably in February. So keep your eyes out. I'll also be sending out information on it as I get things dialed in. And there you go. That's how we're starting off the year. Our core strengthening thing, like I said, I got the first 2 months already programmed out. We'll see how that works out. We might continue it, or I might mix in a different type of program to have in there on a daily basis. So looking forward to seeing everybody getting their fitness on. If you can, even if you have in the past, let's get an updated review on our Facebook page or the Google page or the Yelp. Look those up. Give us an updated 5-star review and let your friends know that even if they don't live in the area, maybe you got some people you work with that don't live in the area but wish they'd go to a gym. We got that at-home membership option too, where they get access to all of our workouts. They get the Zen Planner to track their workouts and log their scores. They get the Facebook group, so they get the instructional videos. And they have access to me too as well. If they never need to shoot a text over and say, hey, I watched your video, but I still don't get it, or what can I do to modify this? So they have that full access to me as a coach remotely. So go ahead and refer that at-home membership to some people who might be either not local, or it's their work schedule's too busy, their life's a little too complicated, but they still want to squeeze in some exercise whenever they can, and we'll help them out. Other than that, let's look forward to a great year. I appreciate everybody that's stuck with us through the pandemic and all the modifications we had to make this year. And I hope you all have a great year. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in the gym.